Hello and welcome to episode 834 of the Our Lady of Fatima podcast. It is my pleasure to be with you this morning. My name is Terrence M. Stanton. We are recording on Saturday, March 16th, 2024, in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us begin with St. Alphonsus Liguori's Saturday prayer to the Most Blessed Virgin Mary to obtain her patronage. O my most holy mother, I see the graces which thou hast obtained for me, and I see the ingratitude of which I have been guilty towards thee. An ungrateful soul is no longer worthy of favors, but I will not on this account distrust thy mercy, which is greater than my ingratitude. O my great advocate, pity me. Thou dispensest all the graces which God grants to us miserable creatures, and for this purpose he has made thee so powerful, so rich, and so benign. He has done so that thou mightest succor us in our miseries. Ah, Mother of Mercy, leave me not in my poverty. Thou art the advocate of the most miserable and guilty criminals who have recourse to thee. Defend me also who recommend myself to thee. Say not that my cause is too difficult to be gained, for all causes, however desperate when defended by thee, are gained. In thy hands, then, do I place my eternal salvation. To thee do I entrust my soul. It was lost. Thou, then, by thy intercession, hast to save it. I wish to be inscribed amongst thy most devoted servants. Reject me not. Thou seekest the miserable to relieve them. Abandon me not, who am a wretched sinner and have recourse to thee. Speak for me, thy son does all that thou askest him. Take me under thy protection. That is all that I ask. Yes, for if thou protectest me, I fear nothing. I do not fear my sins, for thou wilt obtain me a remedy for the evil they have done me. I do not fear the devils, for thou art more powerful than all hell. I do not even fear Jesus, my judge himself, for by a single prayer of thine he is appeased. I only fear that by my negligence I may cease to recommend myself to thee and thus be lost. It is true that these graces are too great for me, who have not deserved them, but they are not too great for thee, who art so much loved by God. Hence he grants thee all that thou askest. Thou hast only to speak, and he denies thee nothing. Pray then to Jesus for me. Tell him that thou protectest me, and then he is sure to pity me. My mother, in thee do I trust. In this hope I shall live in peace, and in it I wish to die. Live, Jesus, our love, and Mary, our hope. Prayer for the conversion of the Jews. O God, who dost also manifest thy omnipotence by mercy and compassion, listening to the prayers we offer up for the enlightenment of the unbelieving, perfidious Jews, that they may acknowledge the light of thy truth, which is Christ, and may be saved from their blindness. Grant, we beseech thee, all-powerful God, that the remnant of the Jewish people may walk in the way of salvation, and by following the preaching of the blessed John, thy precursor, they may safely come to him whom he foretold, Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord. Amen. We're going to head back, friends, to Meditations for Lent by another great saint and doctor of the church, the angelic doctor, in fact, St. Thomas Aquinas. This is Fourth Saturday. The title is, There Was Not Any More Fitting Way to free the human race than through the passion of Christ. And this is available, again, at fisheaters.com, a great traditional Catholic website. And this edition is Sheed and Ward, published in 1937. Once again, the title is, There Was Not Any More Fitting Way to Free the Human Race Than Through the Passion of Christ. The suitability of any particular way for the attainment of a given end is reckoned according to the greater or less number of things useful to that end, which the way in question brings about. The more things helpful to the end the method chosen brings about, the better and more suitable is that method or way. Now, owing to the fact that it was through the passion of Christ that man was delivered, many things helpful to man's salvation came together in addition to his being freed from sin. Number one, thanks to the fact that it was through the passion that man was delivered, man learns how much God loves him and is thereby stimulated to that love of God, in which is to be found that perfection of man's salvation. God commandeth his charity towards us, because when as yet we were sinners, Christ died for us, Romans 5:8. So we learn through the passion and through our Lord delivering us through his passion, how much God loves us. And we are suffering in this world for a lack of love, aren't we, friends? There are a lot of people who talk about love, but what they're actually talking about is lust. And think of how many people, maybe you yourself, are experiencing anxiety or depression, loneliness, anger, whatever the particular case may be. We need love. We need God. We need genuine love. And Jesus is the merciful love of our Heavenly Father. We learn how much God loves us through how much Jesus is willing to suffer for us. And that's the true measure of how much you love someone, your willingness to suffer for them. And Jesus suffered everything for us. He bore the weight of every sin for us, for me, for you, for everyone. Number two, in the Passion, he gave us an example of obedience, humility, constancy, justice, and of other virtues also, all of which we must practice if we are to be saved. Christ suffered for us, leaving you an example that you should follow his steps. 1 Peter 2:21. In other words, our Lord walks the walk and he talks the talk. He is humility itself. He is humility himself. And if we are humble, if we have any virtue whatsoever, it's walking in the Lord's footsteps, if you will, following his example. He led by example. It's one thing to speak the truth or tell people to do the right thing, but when the truth himself, because our Lord is truth incarnate, is doing it, that means we have to follow him. And we have to expect that if we follow him, and he said as much, we are going to suffer. But if we're suffering out of love for him, there's absolutely nothing better. And especially in light of we think of how much he suffered for us. Number three, Christ, by his passion, not only delivered man from sin, but also merited for man the grace which makes him acceptable to God and the glory of life with God for eternity. When you think about what he won for us, friends, you know, it's not just delivering us from sin, which only he can do, but what he merits for us, the opportunity to have the glory of heaven. When through the sin of our first parents and our own sins and all the rotten things that we do, we're not deserving of any of that. This is a free gift. This is the Lord's gratuitous gift of grace. This outpouring of love, this outpouring of grace, which comes from the blood and water which rush forth from his side, his holy side, when he's pierced on Mount Calvary. This tremendous love which pours out for us. Number four, the fact that it is through the passion that man has been saved brings home to man the need of keeping himself clear from sin. Man has only to realize that it was at the price of the blood of Christ that he was bought back from sin. You are bought with a great price. Glorify God and bear him in your body, 1 Corinthians 6:20. We have to bear the passion in mind when we're tempted to sin. And at what price our Lord purchased us. How much that cost him. It cost him everything. He bore the weight of every sin. and we have the audacity to complain about our lives. I have the audacity to complain when times get tough. We have the audacity to sin. Sinning is like slapping him in the face. When we know something is wrong and we do it anyway, it's like slapping him in the face. He's God. We're not. We have to do things his way. Go back to that old phrase. I've heard it from Dr. Kraft. Others have probably said it. The theme song of hell is My Way. Yeah, I've done things my way a lot in my life. It didn't turn out well. It never does for anyone. We have to do things God's way and live according to his laws, his precepts, how he wants us to live. Because when we do things our way, we will always end up miserable. We do things his way. That leads to peace. That leads to joy. That leads to, ultimately, eternal happiness with him and all of his angels and saints in heaven. Again, getting back to that turn of phrase. Life is not easy, but it is simple. Do good and avoid evil. That's it. But also, you have to have a properly formed conscience. It could be a good time to bring in a short reading from the excellent book written by Bishop Athanasius Schneider, Credo Compendium of the Catholic Faith. He talks about having a properly formed conscience. This is from page 126, number 23. The question is, what is conscience? A practical judgment of reason whereby we perceive the goodness or evil of a particular action. It is the internal rule of moral action. Then later in number 28, what are the means of properly forming our conscience? So in other words, we have to have a properly formed conscience. People say, well, according to my conscience, I can do this, I can do that, I can, you know, commit this sin. Well, that's not quite it. We have to properly form our conscience. He says, number one, relating to that properly forming our conscience, adequate study of morality and its laws. Two, self-discipline of the passions. Three, imitation of good example, especially the saints. Four, prayer to God for direction. Five, recourse to wise and prudent counselors. So it's not enough to say, you know, my conscience said this was okay to do. Our conscience has to be properly formed according to right reason. Getting back to St. Thomas here, number five. The fact that the passion was the way chosen heightens the dignity of human nature. As it was man that was deceived and conquered by the devil, so now it is man by whom the devil in turn is conquered. As it was man who once earned death, so it is man who by dying has overcome death. Thanks be to God who hath given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:57. In other words, our first parents were deceived by Satan, and our Lord triumphs over sin, Satan, and death. He is the God-man. So it's a man, the God-man, who conquers sin, Satan, and death. He elevates our dignity by who he is and what he does. We could never, ever be grateful enough for what our Lord Jesus Christ has done for us and what he continues to do and will do in the future, past, present, and future. We're loved more than we can possibly imagine. If you're not Catholic, you need to convert. Jesus started one religion, one holy Catholic and apostolic church, and he wants you in it. If you're a Catholic who's been away from the faith, certainly no judgment on my part. I'm a fellow sinner. You've been away from confession 10, 20, 30 years. Come on back. We need you. And remember to pray the rosary every single day. In the words of Dr. Marshall, if you don't pray the rosary, you're not on the team. The Blessed Mother, every time she appears to the three little shepherds at Fatima, what's the one thing that she says? pray the rosary every day. The Mother of God tells you to do something, you do it. No questions asked. Let's conclude, friends, by mentioning Helping Autism Through Learning and Outreach, available on the web at halo-soma.org. That's halo-soma.org. Also, please tune into episodes 277 and 548 of the Our Lady of Fatima podcast for more information pertaining to RPM. RPM is an acronym for Rapid Prompting Method, a system of communication for non-speakers. Before my niece was about 8 years old, we didn't even know her favorite color. Now we know she's a comprehensive genius who composes music, poetry, very skilled in regards to mathematics. She even knows foreign languages. We would have known none of that were it not for RPM. RPM is taking non-speakers out of the prison of silence that they're in and getting them into the world of open communication where they rightfully belong. It's been as big of a breakthrough in terms of being able to communicate for non-speakers as sign language was for the deaf. And you can also point to Braille in terms of being able to read for the blind. It's been that massive, but you can't use a tool unless you know about it. So please get that website and those episodes of the Our Lady of Fatima podcast out there to as many people as you can. And may the good Lord richly bless you for doing so. Please say an Ave Maria for yours truly, and I will talk to you again very soon. Goodbye, and God love you.